Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. How are you today? Let me start this 100 and some odd episode out by saying I missed you guys. Honestly, I did. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you for another day, for another opportunity to serve, ladies and gentlemen. And again, thank you and welcome to One in the Spirit. Let me get my spirit up real quick. Oh, man, welcome to the Sunday show, ladies and gentlemen. First, let me apologize. I didn't do any shows last week. That's why I came on saying I missed you. That said, ladies and gentlemen, it was a weird weekend. Listen, a weird couple of weeks. I actually was off Monday, not Monday, but Wednesday night, and I was going to do a show then. I just sleep a lot for some reason. Reminds me when I was married, and I was married for the time, and my wife at that time, she was pregnant with my son, my only child. And she was pretty with my child at the time, my only child, my son. Something's going on with my internet. Why is it? It's the weirdest things that happen. There we go. Let's see if I can share this link real quick. It's when you do something and the weird stuff just starts happening. But, you know, I'm undaunted on this. I didn't carry anything. I'm about to say when we were pregnant, but I didn't carry anything. I wasn't Genesis the first chapter on that deal. And, you know, the youngin' was, I used to sleep a lot, though. Like, you know, I was pregnant. You know, they say the father would even have a lot of headaches. A father would either have a lot of headaches or he will sleep a lot. I slept a lot. That's over the last couple of weeks. I slept. I mean, I've been like getting good solid eight. I'm cracking on people at the job. You know, I don't got a job, man. I hit lick. You know how I'll chop it up. And thank you for the lick, though. You know, they check, keep clearing, so I keep showing up. You know how it is. You know, new people come in, you know, on and off, and, you know, they don't know about that overnight thing and get to them. I didn't sleep during the day. I got a nice full eight. I didn't mean to get that. I might have meant to get five and get up and do something productive. I don't know, but the production I've been getting is sleep. How you guys doing this morning? Again, I missed you over the last week. I was, I've been actually hitting licks on Friday night, so I haven't been able to do the Friday show. And then, like, normally I'll do a Saturday show, which I didn't do over the last 2 weeks. That's not to say that I've been idle, but I've been sitting idly, but I've been actually in the search of some things that's been going on with me right now, which actually leads into today's show, ladies and gentlemen. It's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I always talk about life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. So that's why today's show is entitled, Who Are You? Now, in the title description, I put... And ladies and gentlemen, I hope this music is not bothering y'all in the background. I try to set that environment because when I first started the show, right now I'm in Detroit, Michigan. And I was just telling some of my people, I think I'm the only one in Detroit that appreciates the cold. But I started this show in 2013 in Hawaii. But I would always have to be somewhere where the internet was because, you know, it was a weird situation. I'm going to explain that guy to you guys one of these days. But I'll be in somewhere where there'll be some music in the back. I used to love that, man. I had that feel, so I tried to start that a few weeks ago, I listened to a couple of the episodes, you know, to make, because I'm having some issues with people hearing me. So what I did, I went in. I just turned it up a little bit. What I do is I put on the background music of Direct TV. I got a Zen channel that my nephew put me on to. And I, you know, be honest with you, I'm hitting the lick. When I'm working, man, I'm, you know, it's all good. I am, man, I'm, and, you know, for no days, you know, I can do it when I'm by myself. You know, I got it, you know, I got that kind of run that I'm running on that particular night. You know, we switch this around a lot, depending on what, you know, what needs to go out. Put me on a nice Zen channel, like off of Pandora or iHeartRadio. Yeah, I got this thing called Tongaling Water Channel. No, I'm sorry, Water Garden. That's what it is. Yeah, and I got another one on Pandora. And Pandora's like really that deal right now. That guy, they've been hitting it like just right lately. You know what I'm saying? This is that stuff that I could put that music on and put my Bluetooth in and listen to it, plug my ears up, and I can literally read while that music is going and be focused on it. Which is saying a lot for me, because I've not always been the most focused cat. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I like to have that, I try to set that for you. I'm going to start calling one in the spirit of the lounge. I call it the Friday night hangout and the Saturday night cafe, but all of them, welcome to the lounge, ladies and gentlemen. This is not on that seriousness thing. It's just because everything is you anyway. Depend on how you were looking at some stuff. But let me get back to what I was talking about. The show is, who are you? I talk a lot about, you know, everything being us. You are the creator of your reality, things of this nature. You know, if you know, I have two things at present right now. I have the Friday night show. Not just, you know, I've been hitting a lick on Friday over these last three Fridays. You know, if I'm off on a Friday, you best believe I'm about to be talking to you. For one, and then this is the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do. So you best believe I am going to be a service to help make somebody's life better. Now, what I do see is an awakening happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't let people try to program me. The Jehovah's Witnesses got upset with me the other day at the bus stop, and that's okay. That's what they're doing. That's what they do. And, you know, hey, you know, what it is. But you just can come talking to me, telling me about what you think is going on when I see something different. When you're trying to tell me something that somebody told you and you believed it. Now you're trying to push it off on somebody else. That's not what I see. You know what I'm saying? I don't even mess with religious things and things of this nature. You know what I'm saying? If you believe what somebody tells you, that is going to be your reality. Conscious mind, subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is that instinct. You know what I'm saying? It's not asking. Whatever your conscious mind accepts is what is going to be your reality. My endeavor in this show is to actually show, I say it all the time, ladies and gentlemen, the law of attraction. They talked about, for the most people, the mainstream got onto the law of attraction via The Secret. And I say it all the time, ladies and gentlemen, The Secret. It's not a secret. The Secret is great marketing. Great marketing. Can't get mad at that lady. It was beautiful. The only secret, ladies and gentlemen, is that you do it all the time. Now, who are you? Because if you think about it, any situation that you find yourself in, ladies and gentlemen, any situation that you find yourself in, it is a reflection of you. Now, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I almost didn't do the show today. Because I had to get used to something. Something that kind of punched me in the heart with something that somebody is close to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hurt, but, you know, I just really don't, in a sense, like dealing with a lot of drama, if you would. But if I'm going to be telling you, hey, life is not happening to you, life is responding to you, what's the first thing you need to do? Go in with it and say, how is it that I am manifesting this situation? What is it about you? The individualized piece of energy that has sentience, if you would, that comes from the source. You know, most people call God the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. You feel me? Whatever that may be. You feel me? Whatever that may be. You know, it's you. Everything is you. But the thing is, we should realize what is actually you. You see what I'm saying? You know, like they say, the number one, and most people just think it's singular, but a lot of things go into making that one. What are you? You are a family history. You share bits of DNA. You know what that DNA actually is? And your DNA is actually changing right now. How is it that your reality, ladies and gentlemen, how is it that your reality is what it is, and how does it fit into the larger picture? See, because it's like, if you take this human body, which we are not, you are not the human body. The physical body is something which the eye uses to carry out its purpose. But that human body starts from one individual cell, which multiplies right now, if you would, into multiple. It multiplies into multiples. This one, this human body is a conglomerate, basically, or 70 trillion, approximately 70 trillion cells that comes from one. You see what I'm saying? So what tells a cell to become a liver cell as opposed to a hair follicle cell? You see what I'm saying? But they come from one cell. Now I just went a little bit deep into some stuff. I'm not going to go that route. You know, I did a show a couple of years ago talking about RNA. Because, you know, really the physical is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit. Now, if you follow this, like I was saying a little bit earlier, I do have two things right now. And, you know, let me say what I'm saying before I mess around and get away from it. I do have two things. The law of attraction is the theme on Sunday. And then, you know, the Friday night hangout is what one might consider a more far out subject matter, if you would. You know, I'm on some other stuff. It's like some of the creator, the infinite one, and know itself. You know, it's so much beyond what the Bible is actually talking about. The Bible is actually talking about, at that point, stepping into the physical. Well, me, thinking how I think, I'm being honest with you. I'm like, well, let me know. What's on the other side of that? It's my nature. You see what I'm saying? It's my desire to know. If something is your deepest desire is actually that impulse from what people call God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, to make a difference. You see what I'm saying? Now, to be honest with you, when I say, I put in the show's description why things manifest the way they do, why things manifest the way they do. Why is your reality what you perceive it to be? It's all about the decisions that you make. You see what I'm saying? But to be honest with you, I should be doing this show from somewhere else right now. My deepest desire is to get somewhere and get away and get some elbow room. Honestly, I do not like certain things. So why the hell am I still a part of those certain things right now? You know, I have this thing where let me put it to you like this. I got into it in astrology. I got into astrology a little while ago. I started to understand the as within, so without aspect. As above, so below. As within, so without. As within, so without. Or, more accurately, if you say as above, so below. I mean, as above, as within. So within, I should say. How'd I go? As above, so within. Because everything, again, life is not happening to you, life is responding to you. So how are you? And I could tell you about some stuff that I read. I'm always talking about psi-tech, free knowledge. I know knowledge is not a word, things of this nature. I'm always talking about that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, I can tell you, but I can read stuff to you, but I honestly recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that anything that I read or that I come across is something that I left for myself. See, even as right now, it's 11:15-ish here in Detroit, and it's actually daylight outside. As you look outside, this is a cause and effect reality that we live in. You know what I'm saying? Everything that is happening is actually molding to our inner makeup. So by the time you see it, you smell it, you taste it, you hear it, excuse me, and you physically feel it, then it's already too late. It's already happened. You know what I'm saying? So I do have those two things, but if you actually look, they connect to each other. You know what I'm saying? There is a dynamic. Think of it or not, there's a cyclicity to it. You know what I'm saying? Technically, like I said, I should be doing this somewhere else right now. But the decision with mine to stay. So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that you are the result. You are the result of well, your life basically is the result of the series of choices that you make. And I was thinking about it. I was being honest with you. I wrote some crazy stuff in my journal the other day. Just tired of it. And I wrote in there, I know some stuff. I'm just basically talking to myself. And as I calm down and get with these situations, ladies and gentlemen, I'm more like to the fact that it's you. Why do you keep? I'm gonna tell you how I do. I just keep duping my damn self. Let me tell you something. What is your deepest desire? Not the greed or your big eyedness. You see what I'm saying? Which is saying you just want something to see. You know, most of us, if you're not doing, I'm going to be honest with you, today, in the time continuum where we are right now, if you're not about your passion, you're wrong. What is your deepest desire? My deepest desire is not to work a job. I'm thankful for it. See what I'm saying? But at that point, what is your deepest desire? My deepest desire is to leave a mark here. Why am I here? You know what I'm saying? To work out a plan. I do recognize that we are all aspects of what most people call God, the infinite, the absolute, the universe. You see what I'm saying? I recognize this. That our experiences are our ways our experiences or our ways of worshiping what most people call God, the infinite, the absolute, the universe, whatever you're going with, You know what I'm saying? You understand how your whole body is. You're not just here because you were just born. You know, there's cause and effect to that. And I came up on a situation when I'm not going to go too much into it. You know, that's not necessary. But I will tell you, it affected me to the effect that I really haven't slept much. I'm not tired and I'm not stressed, but I have to come to grips with some stuff. And these situations are happening, and I recognize it. These situations happen because something within me. I've allowed people to just do stuff to me. And it's not that I don't want to, you know, it's like I have a situation where, let me tell you how I like this. People do things that I find myself in situations that I wouldn't have chosen consciously to be in. But why, if you look at it, why the hell am I in it? Now, again, this is you. This is why I say, who are you? You see what I'm saying? I was reading the other day where we were talking about overcoming the weakness. You're going to get through that situation until you overcome that weakness, whatever it is. Become strong. I forget what I said. I read so dang on much and stuff, and it's actually you talking to you. Even me speaking right now, I am you telling you what you told me to tell you at another time. You feel me? So, I am you telling you what you told me to tell you at another time. Okay. Hope y'all can hear me. I'm not even a trip on it right now. So, actually, I go between a couple of brows during the show, ladies and gentlemen. I got the Chrome open, and I got the Internet Explorer, whatever that is, on 10, Windows 10 now. But what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, anything that if you don't overcome that weakness, it's going to continually repeat itself. Whether or not it's life. See, it's microcosms and macrocosms. You understand? When I say a microcosm, macrocosm, I'm in the life right now. I incarnated in this particular incarnation back in 1967, as we know it, as we interpret it. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I don't get through or get taken care of in this particular incarnation, and I really do look to take care of that. I look to evolve and ascend and get off the wheel of the wheel of karma, if you would. You know, for some reason, I think the stuff that I go, I don't know, I'm on some kind of level. I don't know what the hell it is, to be honest with you, because it's me. You feel me? I'm like, what the hell? How the hell I get into this? But you know. You're like, hold up, man. It's actually you. You can't get away from yourself. It's like I say about Deepak says about God. When he says, God is static. You know, God is static. That means static. I'm present everywhere. There's nowhere that God is not. Or how it's put in the Science of Getting Rich by the great Wallace Waddle. There's a stuff from which all things are made. And this is the part which permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. That's nowhere it's not. It's in it. It's through it. It's around it. It's nothing on it. It's all good. It is it. You understand? It's the only thing that God cannot get away from is itself. We are aspects of that. We call God the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with it, getting away from itself. At that same token, it's what I'm talking about. When you're in these situations, like I'm explaining to you guys right now, you can't get it. There's no escaping it. It does me no benefit to point my finger at any damn body. You feel me? It does me no benefit to say, oh, you, yeah, it's all bad. Because you know, all you go, you can go to find the mirror and ask yourself, why are you here? Now, depending on who you are, you don't like certain people talking you no way. It don't even behoove you to curse yourself out. You understand where I'm at? Get in the mirror, man. What the you, man? You don't want to do it. But there is no escaping this. Once you accept this reality, once you accept this reality that you are doing that, stop giving your power to outward sources that he, I'm not attacking anybody, but you know what, this is one in the spirit. You know what, I'm gloved off now. Because if I don't be this way, people are going to keep on talking stupid to me. And I said it, it's stupid. I have a cousin. I was talking about him the last time I did a show. I think it was a Saturday. I don't know what day it was, Sunday. The last time he's on Facebook. He just got on Facebook and he's doing great work. You know, he's a pastor now, but there were three of us, actually. It's kind of really a funny story. This is from like 33 years ago when, you know, three young men and young boys, really. We were 14 and 13. Getting baptized and, you know, in the hood, man. And we were all taking three paths. Now, my cousin, the one I'm speaking about right now, has a forum on Facebook. And, you know, I do it to be supportive, but also I do it because I see, and I'll tell you all day long, you can catch me in the church. And that's not to say that church is a bad thing. I just think church doesn't know exactly where it's actually going right now. I don't even know what it actually has, knows what it has. My personal view is we talk about God, we don't even have the wherewithal to actually understand that thing, what actually is. You don't have the capacity to do it. At best, we codify things to bring it down because try to measure or to codify, if you would, the unimaginable scope of that thing we call God, the infinite universe, the absolute, whatever you call it. You feel me? What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is it's not a bad thing, but I see evolution right there. And I chime in sometimes on these things because there is a nightly form that he puts a question up, and people chime in and they chime in. I chime in sometimes, but I realize it's not that I'm better than anybody. I see things totally different, though you're saying the same thing as I do. But not everybody sees that. So again, like I was alluding to earlier, this was like yesterday morning. I got off the lick, hitting that lick on that Friday night. Jehovah's Witnesses is gangster, I'm going to tell you that much. they're gangster, man. They come to the bus stop like 7 in the morning. I'm like, every time they come up, so I'm like, no, thank you. One of them decided, well, you know why I'm out. I'm like, man, I don't care why you're out here. I didn't say that. I just looked him in his eyes. I'm like, dude, you're not going to force that on me. You know what I'm saying? To me, until I make that stand, you don't stand there and tell me what you're going to tell me. That's forcing some stuff down my throat. I almost said another word. Because that's how strongly I feel about it. Now, when I say, who are you? I recognize if I don't make that stand, that's going to keep happening. But I have to understand that, you know, I visualize punching people. To be honest with you, man, don't freaking keep talking to me. And I told you not to. You do what you do. You ain't going to force what you talking about on me. You feel me? But I realize that, hey, if I do that, firstly, on this particular plane of existence, that has a certain effect. Somebody might come arrest me, or dude might beat me up. Never know. You feel what I'm saying? you never know. But I realize that even if I do that thing I was just talking about, I've done it unto myself. I've done it unto what God, the infinite universe, the absolute. So you really have to face these things and how they go. See, my thing is, I'm kind of sensitive about offending people, but I realize again, it's who are you? These are things that are within you. I'm not talking about who are you, my security number, my birthday, my name, and all that kind of stuff. Who your mother is. That has a certain vibrational, because it's all vibration anyway. It's all energy. You see what I'm saying? But at that same token, how are you as within, so without manifesting these situations into your life until you overcome them? Until you overcome, that was a couple of situations at work. These teammates, let me tell you like this, I would have normally backed down. But something pushes me up to these things. I'm like, yo, you just can't let that go down. Now, they don't tell me. Now, it's better be you. I'm about to have a couple of weeks off. I got like three more days to do hit this lick. I don't got a job. I hit licks, man. So, but turns out I got 5 days leave. I know nothing about. Now, three of those come in handy, so, you know, I can use those while we were off. So I get a whole check, you understand? Do like money. But two of those had to be burned somewhere. I'm asking them, they always get back with you. Nobody got back with me. So I had to start actually approaching them. Hey, and they're all upset because you like, you know, people get upset with you because, oh, you shouldn't be mad. Hell with that. If you'd have told us in the first place. You see what I'm saying? Normally, I'd just let him go. I didn't even want to. I took the day off this past week. I didn't even really want to take it off. I wanted to be tired when I hit that first day of leave. I mean, not leave, well, you know, walk. What are you calling it? You know what I'm saying? But something tells you if you don't deal with this situation is going to deal with you. You might not like it. And to be honest with you, you cannot get away from yourself. It's just like God. God is. It's the only thing it cannot get away from is itself. It's best that you deal with that situation and get to that point where you want to you get into your passion, that thing that's within you. Yeah, I see a lot of times. Like, I'm proud of these young people. Proud of the young people, you know. They talk, you know, younger generation. Oh, I mean, I got to set this link real quick. I see them on, you know, Facebook, and it's perfectly okay. There's no right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? And but people thank God for getting jobs, but it's a job you don't dream about. It. I don't know nobody who dreams about being an armored car guard. I don't know nobody who dreams about being a janitor. You know what I'm saying? Life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you, ladies and gentlemen. Life is responding to you. So, that said, you know, like, if you don't deal with these situations in you, a great way to do it, I'm telling anybody who'll listen, actually, if you got the Buddha eye to see it, Jesus was telling you about as within, so without. Jesus was telling you, hey, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, and all righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Most people think that's about right moral behavior, and it's not mostly about. It's about you going within, because if you think the things that you see, you smell, you taste, you touch, you can hear, are it. No, that is not the case. Those are nothing more than tools of interpretation of what's going on within you. So if you can get to a point to get to know yourself, if you relax, I had to relax. I had to learn to breathe. You know what I'm saying? I had to, like, actually put that to work and come to situations where the situation I had to stand my ground. You see what I'm saying? With people, I'm like, you know, I'm in a situation right now. One of them I just got to take. I do. But that's not for long. But there is nothing you cannot use, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening to you. It's a lesson. It's only a shame if you don't learn from it. Mom, this particular time I was a little bit hard-headed, you know, because, you know, and it's like I say, why do you keep tricking yourself, dude? It's because you didn't pay attention to your deepest desire. You stayed in that situation to help somebody else out, and they turn around and jab you. Yank you. It's like they say, a lady, a great lady I know here in Detroit was my Sunday school teacher when I went to the last traditional church I went to. You know, talking about the snake. You find the snake and you brought it back to hell. You think the snake won't bite you. We're like, hold up. And then when the snake turned around and bites you after a while, I'm like, hold up, you know I was a snake. What I do? So, it's one of those things. I see I got a caller. I'm going to open up the lines in a few seconds to let them say a bit before I get back to what I'm talking about. But before I do that, let me take a pause for the calls. And I was talking about some of them. I'm going to be off for after Wednesday morning. I'm good all the way to the beginning of the year. So I know I didn't do a show last week. That was me messing around downtown, really. Like I told you, I've been sleeping like somebody's pregnant, but I know that ain't the case because I'm celibate. It's been 3 years. That's really another way of saying I ain't getting it. But I'm not concentrated on that, so I, technically speaking, I can call that celibate. But that said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have multiple shows. I'm probably going to do one Christmas Eve talking about Jesus, even though Jesus wasn't born on no dang on December 21st. But, you know, go back to the old days when I was doing Tuesdays, when I could do a Jesus show. You know, but I'm coming from the doctrine called the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. And that Friday, that material, I can break that down a little bit more in those days. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do some writing, all that kind of stuff. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you, I'm going to give you some good stuff on in the hangout, the cafe, or the lounge, whatever we name them on them days. I don't know how I come up with this stuff, but I do. Well, I'm going to hang up. What am I talking about? I'm going to open up the line for a few seconds and listen to this caller have a comment real quick. And welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Caller from area code 917. How you doing today?
I'm excellent to you. God bless you. How are you?
I'm greater than great. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you. I just tuned in. Are you talking about manifesting? Are you doing reading?
No, actually just manifesting how we, about our lives, how the situation in our lives. You know, I talk about a lot of times that, like, the secret, most people, the Sunday shows are mostly, like all of them, are centered around the law of attraction theme. And most people mainstream got onto the law of attraction concept through the secret. I know Esther Hicks is instrumental in that as well. I was going to say Abraham Hicks. But most people got on through the secret. And I always tell people the secret is not a secret. The secret was actually great marketing. Because if people come out to eat, it's a secret. So people come out in the woodwork. And they come all the secret, and then, but the real secret is that we're creating those situations at every measurable increment of time. You don't start doing it. The caveat is that you start to actually do those things once you're constantly doing them. That's what therein is the ingredient. When you start to constantly doing these things, because a lot of things that happen in our lives are through habits. You know what I'm saying? What you do over and over becomes habit. What becomes habit becomes automatic. What becomes automatic becomes subconscious. But that it all has a makeup from within you. You see what I'm saying? We are all individual aspects of what most people call God, the infinite universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. But we are all individual aspects of that, that has a certain makeup to what's actually happening in your life. See, because I'm into astrology. If you want to know exactly what's going on with you, I would stress strongly start reading astrology, things of the nature like your north node and actually why you're made up the way you're made up. Now, if you're not conscious of a lot of things, stuff can be happening in your life and you want to change it, but that's the beauty of that. You can change it. But most people look at astrology as a predictive tool, but that's not necessarily the case. You see what I'm saying? You can actually understand yourself from within and then you can better hit marks as opposed to predicting. You see what I'm saying? Because, again, life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. So whether you know it or not, that's therein is the key. So you can find out what you meant, why you came in, when you came in, things of this nature. Numerology does these things as well. But I would need personally a reading. I don't actually do reading, so I can do a chart and show you some tendencies and things of that nature. But really, if you just pay attention to what's going on in life, you can see how you're actually affected. Still there?
Oh, well, I'm still here. I agree with what you were saying, and it's ironic you're saying that because I just actually took a look at The Secret again last night. The thing,
word.
I haven't watched it in years, but I sure did. I watched it last night, and I critiqued it on my Facebook, and I broke it down. But the thing that I've learned is that the thing that I have observed is that even though you're seeing that these principles are going on, some homes have not taught their children that. They teach us about religion. They teach us to fear God. They teach us. They teach us to fear God. I mean, like, I'm hungry for God, so I'm on a mission. I grew up as a Muslim, and I just saw, you know, my mom praying all day, and when things didn't change, but then my dad was a doctor, so I saw things from a different point of view, and actually my dad is an agnostic, so he just thinks about Darwinism. He just believes in Darwinism and things like that when you ask him about the sun and the moon. So in turn, I realized that I had to seek God for myself. So what I've learned, even though I'm into ministry now, I've learned that people have been taught to fear God, and they've been taught tradition, but they haven't been taught relationship. They haven't been taught principles, and people have a limitation, a glass ceiling on their mind because they don't understand that you can manifest. They don't understand what God is saying when he says, be still and know that I'm God. They look at the Bible as boring. They look at the Bible as boring, or why am I reading this? But I think that when God has enlightened us, I'm really enjoying this conversation because we are spiritually awake. And for us to have that understanding and to want to do that and to be able to explain that to other people, that is what I think is really about religion. People go to church every Sunday, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I go in church and I'm there, but it's more of the principles. And what happens is people don't even believe that they are in charge of their lives. That's why some people work all day and then say, why is this changing? They don't believe in getting still. They don't believe in getting their mind right. They don't believe in astrology. They don't believe that God sent us to this realm with a certain understanding or how true it is about astrology. And they just have a limitation. But you know what? You forgive them because, again, we're spiritually awake and energy is neither created nor destroyed. So individuals with light energy are going to find each other. But that's my thing. My thing with the church now, because I'm getting ready to open my own business, and I've been a teacher for 15 years, and I just really enjoy motherhood, but I want to teach people how to get quiet. I want to teach them how to go within so that they can manifest, because another thing is people don't understand that your internal conversation creates your life.
What?
I am guilty of that because I've been outspoken since I was little, and I would, you know, say things. I'm a Sagittarius, so I just say the truth, and I just love everybody. And my mom would say, you can't say everything you think, baby. Stop doing that. So that's what she would tell me. So inside, I start saying it inside. Somebody got on my nerves. I told them off inside, and I felt good. Like, well, at least I'm not saying it outside. But now I was just introduced to Neville Goddard into and going along with the spiritual principles. I've been Christian for 8 years, and then they told me to lay prostrate. So I've been laying prostrate, and I had to talk to God, and I was like, well, God, I'm tired of being busy doing nothing. So I had to ask God to increase my finances. I had to take out loans so that I can get quiet, because I was like, I have an itch in my soul that this world can't scratch. So I had to get quiet, and I did it through the principles of Christianity. And finally, it's like I've been promoted because one of my good friends just told me about the prophet Neville Goddard this summer. Mm-hmm. And Neville Goddard says that your internal conversation creates your life. If you're not getting along with people, it's because you're arguing with them inside.
There you go.
So that's a,
that's a principle that, you know, might be a hard pill for some people to swallow. Like, you know, they don't understand it. Even when I explain this to some people, I'll say, listen to this. This is so deep. They listen to it and go right back to what I said before they said it.
Word.
Like,
anyway. Thank you.
They go right
you
back. I'm
saying.
Like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's
good.
Yeah, just saying, it's like, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I have manifested so much in my life. I've manifested friendships because I really love God, so I pray for NFL players and I pray for certain things, but I'm not materialistic. I just have a strong desire, and whoever I manifest into my life, my children and I, we pray for NFL players. I pray for a person with $40 or $40 million, and I talk to them the same way. Like, God gave me a gift of discernment and talking to them intricately. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that some of the wealthiest people are spiritually bankrupt, but they tapped into the principles.
They tapped into
the principles, and God is not a respecter of persons. If you tap into his principle, you will receive it. That's like the law of gravity. If a fat, skinny, old Chinese, whomever, steps off a building, the law of gravity is going to take them down. So,
I'm just
so excited. Oh, my God, I could go on forever, but I'm just excited.
Yes, you could. But see, the thing is, it's a beautiful thing to actually hear somebody like yourself. Because every time on this show, I think it's like my 102nd show that I've done, I always say, this is the show where you're the cause, but I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. This is my way of being of service to the awakening. You see what I'm saying? Like, today's show is why it's actually you. Like, what you're talking about. It's your inner conversation. You see what I'm saying? I'm in some situations right now. I'm like, how the hell did I get to that? But then you there is no escaping this. It's the same thing as God cannot get away from itself. He's you. You did it. But the thing is to recognize, you know, I'm a lot better at releasing that. What's going on is there's a mass awakening going on right now. You see, people are coming to that. Where we were, though, when we were talking about, you know, God, we were talking fear God and all that kind of stuff, it served its purpose at that time because collectively it's us. There's a gentleman named Seven Bomar that I came across going through Blog Talk, and he's got his own show now. I forget the he's not on Blog Talk anymore, but I listened to him not too long ago. He was saying something that all of us are individual aspects of what most people call God, the infinite universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. But we, as a collective, are nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. Everything that we come to, we do. Like I said, the secret is not a secret. The secret is that you were doing it the whole time. The caveat being, do you know what it is that you were doing? And that's basically what it comes down to. So now more people are coming, like to the point you were just talking about. Like, you know, you're talking to people and they just go right back to doing what they do. You start thinking. That's like in a couple of situations I'm in right now. It's all school. A couple of situations I'm into right now, I'm like, yo. It's all you. So actually, you know better. But you still do the same thing. Oh, okay, I'm going to start running my head into that wall. That freedom, that train, that light at the end of the tunnel, that ain't freedom. Train.
But the thing is that people have a mental laziness. We have over 60,000 thoughts per day. So 30 seconds before you think a thought, you chose that thought. Nobody wants that much responsibility. You choose your thoughts, and there's a time delay. So what happens is that when you're around certain people, this is my belief and this is where I am now. I love everyone, and I come to them accordingly. You know, I can make them laugh. I can use jokes. Or, you know, I give them wisdom. I dilute it for them. But when you're the smartest person in the room, it's time for you to get a new group of friends, because I don't even believe in the Black Lives Matter. I don't pay attention to any of those things because I'm focused on the solution. I'm focused on the solution, not the problem, because if you focus on that, you're going to get more of that. How can I love? How can I change? And we have to love people one by one and not just be lazy. Oh, guess what happened? But when it's your internal conversation, even when people are talking, I'm wincing inside. Like, ooh, don't say that. Ooh, don't think that. Ooh, how about this? And then they just quick to, when people don't understand, they don't even want to take in, when you take in something, sometimes you have to pause. They don't even pause to let it sink in.
Oh, yeah. The thing about other people, though, that I've learned to recognize is I'm looking at an aspect of myself. There's a Mayan saying that I'm Lakesh. I am another yourself. Now, when I've learned to recognize, though, there's a lot of things we hold on to. That's the one thing this is the one lesson I got over this past this weekend. Why do I keep duping myself like that? You held on to that situation. That situation had just come. You stayed and played for it to give it a target when you knew the probability of that it was going to go on like that. So really, when you recognize, when you start to see yourself and others, then, oh my God, that's a beautiful thing. It's a lot more easier to negotiate those situations. I'm like you, but at the same token, when I understand it, oh, that's an aspect of me. Or is it an aspect of me that I'm continuing holding on to? Because the thing is, like you said, it's like holding on to a group of, you got to keep new friends. You're holding on to ones that do stuff constantly that do stuff that you don't believe in.
But you have to be careful because you have to give people light, you have to give people information, but you have to do it at a distance because people have a love affair with negative conversations. They have a love affair with thinking and speaking negative. And if they're not ready, they will hurt you because nobody asked you to bring light into their darkness.
Yeah. You know what? You know how that scripture says? I learned to realize this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's exactly what that's talking about. People, you tell somebody, what the hell you mean? It's like when Jesus was walking, he was just walking. And these spirits, the unclean spirits on that man, they just looked up, hey, what you, we ain't did nothing to you, he just walking. He ain't like, hey, y'all get off of him. They were like, hey, what, we ain't doing nothing to you. We was supposed to go over here right here. That's the type of situation that is. You feel what I'm saying? But it's a process, though. When it comes from within, oh, my God, beautiful thing. And is it, let me ask you a question before I get back to what I was doing. You ever thought about doing a show yourself?
I have a show.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Where, on Blog Talk? What's the name of it?
It's called the Spiritual Power Hour. I think I've only done 2 or 3 shows.
Oh, wait a minute. You're a follower of mine, ain't you?
Probably.
Spiritual Power Hour. Yes, you listen to Chance. It's Chance Pisces a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I went over to your thing. I said, yeah. Let me, I'm gonna go follow you so that I know when you got a show. You got a lot of power in that right there.
I've been distracted, like I said, in mommy mode, and you know, but I've just been filling myself with a lot of wisdom. But yeah, Spiritual Power Hour.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna get at you. I'm gonna go back and follow you. I'm definitely like to hear what you're talking about.
Well, I haven't done a show in a while because I was always told by the prophetic. Once I became a Christian. Then they were like, oh, my God, you're going to they were telling me I'm going to have discernment, I'm going to talk to people, but I just have a unique way of doing it. I give it to people with love because I can see so much. Like I said, I can see who doesn't want to receive it. Like my children and I, we can see it. Even my daughter is 16. So sometimes when, you know, if someone asks her for advice or pray, she doesn't want to tell them because she said that's a lot of pressure for someone to ask you something and they don't want to change. You can't hide from God and you can't hide from spirit. They really don't want to change.
No, they don't. But some of that change is going to come from within. What's your name, man?
Tina.
Tina?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady's name is Tina. Whenever she gets back doing that show, and I guarantee you, game recognized game. you guys go find, listening to my show. You heard this young lady listening to the show, because most of you guys, I don't even know most of y'all are, be honest with you, but I'm thankful for you. Spiritual Power Hour. Miss Tina, get that knowledge. It's out there for you. Again, it's a law of attraction that comes to you. And Miss Tina, is there anything else that you'd like to say before I go back into doing what I was doing?
No.
Well, Miss Tina, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Hang out with me for a little while. Let me get back to our people. You know.
Okay, women, so you do charts, you were saying?
No, I can read them. I understand them. But what I do, I started, how I got into astrology, I was into network marketing. So I was doing a lot of networking. This is about 5 years ago. And I was doing some networking, and somehow I got to hear about this gentleman named a great guy here in Detroit called the Dr. Minister Saladin. And I went out to go see what he was talking about. And it was a church based on the astro theology called the Ascending Church Cosmic Christ. And that's when I first got on to the study. It really made a lot of sense because everybody I know their birthday. I don't forget birthdays.
It's
like flypaper. You just throw it at the wall, it's going to stick. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I got into astrology. So I used to actually meet with him back before I was in a wine degree. I used to meet with him every Friday at his house on Friday morning. We were just kicking out. And he would just come down. He was like, well, you know, what are we going to talk about today, brother? At that time, he was like 70. I'm like, let's pull that birth chart out. You know what I'm saying? I'm still so fascinated about it. So I got into it, and I started reading. I started to understand. But the beauty of it was what that chart was actually saying. And that my chart is cast from 1967. My chart is cast from 1967. But that was 2010. Everything that chart was telling me was actually going on in my life at that particular time. It's like that's my awakening started. Every time I got a chance, I started to get deep into it. I started to understand some things. It's like, you know what? There's a lot more deeper aspect to this right here. Like most people say, like, I'm a Virgo. More people, that's your sun sign. Most people would tell you, that's not the most important aspect of what's going on. To me, the most important aspect of what's going on in your chart is what's called your north node. It speaks to what lesson you came into this incarnation to learn. You know, I started seeing that's when I started to really see the as within, so without thing. Like a couple of situations I was talking about a little bit earlier, you know, and it's like, my north node is an Aries. It's about leadership. It's standing up for my belief, you know, what I believe in, the things of this nature. But where it is, my birth chart is in the seventh house. That is the house of marriage and partnerships, and you know, hanging out with other people, basically, partnering up with people, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in business, whether it's in groups or something like that. What I learned over, and what was happening was, people like to try to silence me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like to pat me on the head, so to speak. Shut up and do what I'm going to do. And that's when I started to see that thing was actually pushing me toward a certain direction. It's like iron sharpening iron, if you would.
Yes.
And I started to see that I left some people. I won't even like to say I left. I'm like, y'all got moved. I'm trying to find out, it doesn't serve me to do that anymore. You know, if not, I can be hanging out with you, but there is no us without that you. You see what I'm saying? You got a crooked back ass. You know what I mean? That's all that is. But if you not respecting what I'm talking about, you just trying to, like I was talking about the Jehovah's Witness. Like, you know, all I'm doing, that's not what I see. You can't just come talking to me. Like I told you politely. You know, I'm a pass. Care why you out here talking to me about this. What you want, what you think you talking about with somebody else, because if you accept that with your conscious mind, you feed that to your subconscious mind, that is what's going to manifest in your life. You see what I'm saying? So, no, you can't tell me what you're trying to talk about because I don't see that. You see, there's nothing else. This is what I do. So I'm always looking. I'm always a seeker. You see what I'm saying? I was way as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't know it. But now that I'm starting to wake up, you cannot tell me that. You cannot feed my conscious mind what you're trying to feed it. As far as, you know, you cannot feed that to. That's why I say you. If you let somebody else feed that into you. Now, the thing is, when you feed some stuff in it, and if you accept something, even if it's not the right thing, because Jesus spoke about it in the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, it's like 22:3 or 22:6, something like that. Truth is the only thing that changes not. Truth is the only thing that changes not. That said, you see, that said, even if you accept something, whatever your subconscious mind accepts, that's what's going to manifest. But if it's not in concordance with the whole, that's when you start to figure out, oh, something ain't right. I must have ate something that I shouldn't have ate. You feel what I'm saying? Because whatever's going on in your life, that's why I say those beliefs. I'm like you, like your mom. You were saying your mom, you know, I was suppressed like that as well, as a youth. I mean, kind of scary and stuff. But after a while, I started to think, I used to think I was mean. I come to find out, by studying myself, I started to find out, like, yeah, hold up, dude. That's there for a reason. Looking at that North Node in Aries, push it if you want to. Whether I'm trying to suppress it or not, it's going to come out. You might not like the way it come out, but, hey, don't do it. You see what I'm saying? I started to understand that. You know, now I can be like, yo, I'm not really with that. Like I was saying, in certain situations where I had to face these things, I recognize now until I recognize them and stare that down, that's going to continue to happen. I don't like it. I really do not. But
well,
how
do we reach you outside of this for reading? I mean, how do we reach you outside of the? Well, do you have email? How do we reach you up here?
Yes. Check this. You got something to write with?
Yes.
MRV as in Victor, ON 1967 @gmail.com.
Okay, Mr. Ron 1967 @gmail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Hang out with me. I'm going to go talk to our people some more.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
No, thanks. You know what, actually, thank you for helping along with that. You know, I was about to get to that anyway. You know, there's no mistakes made. Let me get to them.
Thank you.
Pleasure. My people, again, that's Miss Tina. Whenever she does it, look for the spiritual power hour. Go follow that young lady. You can tell when there's something going on. Well, again, you guys know. Like I told you, I don't even know. Most of you guys, I got 8 followers. This young lady was one of them. She said, I'm spiritual. I was like, I recognize that. See how things work, man, when you do your passion. And again, I was talking to my brother yesterday. He was saying, like, you know, doing some stuff with these bikes is his passion. He's going to school. He's doing what he's doing, you know. And you know, it's one of those things where if you're doing your passion is you. You know, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, like, hey, man, you see, things happen, you go just explaining to her. Things happen, man, in your life. You don't actually understand what is happening. Find out who you are. Who are you? Do you know what you eat in your life? You like the job that you work. If you got a job. You know, I often tell people, I'm like, you know what, if you're unemployed, you've got a whole bigger picture. You understand the grasp of what's actually going on. Unemployment is a beautiful thing. That means, go back to 1865, is it? When the Emancipation Proclamation, the freedom of slavery. Cyclicity, ladies and gentlemen. Slavery is over. There's more millionaires made when situations are bad like that than regular. you ain't becoming no millionaire working no job. You might be one of these CEOs and all that kind of stuff. But are you leading or are you managing? That's a whole other conversation right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other conversation. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, what is it that you actually do? Huh? Are you where you actually want to be? Are you comfortable? There's a difference between being thankful. There's a difference between being thankful and actually doing what you want to do. I endeavor to do what I want to do, but you know what? I thought some things were going away that I worked, but you know, somebody contacted me last night. And I'm like, I thought it was, all good. Got issues with me, so I'm about to make a move that actually makes no sense. Would make on the real would make no sense. I wasn't aware of it. Actually, the universe had told me. I just didn't listen to it, thinking, "Oh, you don't know what you hold up. That ain't gonna work out real good, my people. Let me rethink this. Go with your passion, not with what you're obligated to do." See, oftentimes I would beat myself up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this guy took from me, that guy took from me, this didn't happen, boom. I saw something on Facebook. I saw something on Facebook that said, stop trying to kick a door open that God closed. Understanding that I'm the center of this universe, the universe of Vaughn. Remember, you all multiverses. If you see what I'm talking about with this, the materials of on the Friday night show, which I'm actually getting into a little bit more. Especially while I'm off. Oh my God, believe that one. Especially while I'm off. I'm gonna get with my people. But talking about my dude Stephen Eatman, talking about our source entity of the 12 source entities, the source entity one, the one who created our particular multiverse. We are those multiverses. You are a universe unto yourself. You are an extension of that what small people call God, the infinite, and the universe. Or the universe, excuse me. Whatever you go with. So who are you? Learn to know who you are. Like I was just talking to the young lady. Astrology put me onto the game. I was all into Mercury retrograde and moons and stuff you can use. But if you really see it, once you learn to see it, you see it's actually set up for you. The thing is, do you know what it is you're doing? Do you know? Find out who you are, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you're quite sure you know your social security number, your birthday, your name. Hopefully you do, you know. Not stop, you know, stop smoking them Regos. That was a low blow, man. You know what? One in the spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's the show where the host pokes fun at you every now and again. Yeah, I was just thinking about something. You know, we're talking about you. Now, I was just explaining to Miss Tina where I used to think I was mean. You know, today marks, I had never met the gentleman. Today marks 70 years that my grandfather passed away. Again, I never met him. It's against me and stuff, but I come to find out, heard he was a mean mama jamma. Mean. But that kind of trickled in, you know, trickled down, but that doesn't mean he wasn't a nice man. Somebody loved him. He was married to my grandmother. You know, youngest of five children. So you know, you don't know. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go. But find out who you are, and you actually know what's going on with your life. Remember, life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know exactly what day I'm going to be back, but you can best believe I'm about to put some shows in the air over the next couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? I'll get my Friday show. I don't know, because Christmas is Friday, so you know, if I ain't, you know, sleep. I probably could get at y'all Christmas Eve, though. You talking about genes, you talking about astrology, numerology, the law of one, definitely the Friday night hangout stuff, you know. And we're going to put them shows in the air, man, and we're going to go forward from there. We just crossed the 100-show plateau again. This is the show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Thank you to give you something cool to do. And you can best believe that Vaughn Roberts, your host, is committed to doing his part to be a service to you and to the whole. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, Vaughn in the spirit, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. I'm going to chuck them deuces, go get some shaving cream and shave. Holler at your boy, Vaughn. Man, the fuck? I hope that didn't come on. Thanks.